You know how when there's a housing development in an outer metropolitan or regional area, there might be nice houses and roads, but things that often get left off are services like public transport, so you can get to places you need to go to. Well, this is a kind of reverse scenario of that, where an institution is built a long way out of town with no transport to get to it. In the Top End, Jesse Thompson has this story.
It's a searing Darwin morning in the season known as the build-up, when cicadas hatch and hum and sweat becomes a fact of life. I'm in the suburbs and a bus has just pulled up. Our destination is the prison. When Darwin's newer, bigger prison opened 30 kilometres out of town in 2014, it came with a bus stop to nowhere. The stop sits outside the giant correctional centre, but a change of government meant a public transport service never got funding. In the years that followed, people were seen lumbering on the side of the highway towards the prison in the stifling Darwin heat. A charity stepped in and it's created a rare good news story about life on the inside. Captain Chris Halliday from the Salvation Army.
There was a really strong sense a couple of years ago that there was a need for a service to the prison. We were having an increasing number of people coming to our services asking for help, either to get to the prison because it was so expensive, a $100 round trip in a taxi, or they were coming to us to ask for help having spent all of their money getting to the prison. And we realised that something had to be done. So in conversation with some other community groups, we got some volunteers together and just a bus that we had at the back of the Salvos and started a volunteer-run service out to the prison in partnership with the Department of Corrections, who were really keen for us to help people get there.
Just tell me some of the things that you saw when you first started running the service. What was the uptake like?
It was really interesting to see in the early days the consistency of regular passengers. People really appreciated the opportunity to go regularly and see their partners. Now, we're, of course, predominantly women. So almost 100% of the passengers that come on the Salvo shuttle are women with their children. And we were finding that those women were increasingly disconnected from their partners because they weren't able to get to the prison regularly. And so women who may have been able to afford to go once every 2 or 3 months were now going 2 or 3 times a week. And you could see in them the difference that that was making for their sense of well-being and for their children as well, who were now having much more regular contact with dad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Bus pulls up at the satellite city of Palmerston and two women get on, one of whom has brought along her two very young boys. Now, she doesn't want to be recorded, but she says the service has helped her keep in regular contact with her partner, who's incarcerated. Without it, she says she'd have to find a lift twice a week.
Hey guys.
Thank you.
See you later.
Come on.
See ya.
Thank you.
On the lunchtime run, I meet Jacinta. She's travelled up from interstate with her two daughters, and before they found out about the service, they'd been relying on taxis, buses and lifts. Now, because of her job, she's asked me to change her voice.
We've been using this service since we arrived in Darwin Saturday last week. We're here for 2 weeks, so this is a pretty good service. I think it's pretty important for family, friends, or anybody that wants to use the service to go visit their whoever's, in prison. As it is, it costs too much in taxi fares and the amount of buses that you have to catch, no matter where, depending where you're from. Yeah, so usually the turnaround will probably be about 5 hour travel time. With this service, it's probably, less than three, about at three, yeah.
The girl's father is on the inside of the facility and they say the bus is saving them about $80 each trip. That's two bus fares and a $35 taxi each way. I ask if he's been appreciating the regular visits.
Absolutely, considering that I don't drive. So, it's important that, this service is up and running.
The Northern Territory's daily average prisoner population has slowly climbed in recent years. In Darwin alone, an average of 1,004 people were housed at the Darwin Correctional Centre in 2017 to 2018. the majority of them Indigenous. And each year, about 16,000 friends and family members visit those people, about a third of them delivered there by the shuttle bus. The NT's Corrections Commissioner, the man tasked with running the prisons, is Scott McNand. He's been in the seat since October, and he sees services like this one as an important tool in the reform arsenal.
You know, I've got a fantastic opportunity here in the Northern Territory to reshape the way I think we need to move to assist offenders in their journey through incarceration, essentially reducing the likelihood of them committing further crime.
Can you tell me about the role that visitation plays within that journey, that process?
Visitation for me is a hugely important part of that whole rehabilitative programme. Empirical research demonstrates that prisoners with close family contact or close family ties are 6 times less likely to reoffend. So that ultimately plays a big part in how we try and reduce reoffending here in the Northern Territory. So, you know, that family contact, engagement with kids, the normalisation, I think, that prisoners and families need is hugely important for me here.
Back on the bus, Captain Halliday tells me similar things about the ground they've been making in the 2 years that the service has been running.
So we were hearing from people using the service, and we were hearing from people that we know inside the prison, so chaplains and staff at the Department of Corrections, that they were noticing a difference in the behaviour of the prisoners having had regular visits from their family. People were looking forward to having their partners and their kids come to visit, and they were very much preparing themselves for those visits. But then, with the regularity of visits, they were starting to look with a bit more hope about what was going to happen when they came out. So very regularly we'll have women catching the bus, asking us for help to find connections for their partners when they come out. They're asking for help finding work opportunities, they're asking for help finding housing opportunities, and hopefully put things in place so he doesn't go back in.
Chris Halliday from the Salvation Army. We also heard from the Northern Territory Corrections Commissioner, Scott McNann, and Jacinta, who uses the shuttle bus service to visit her partner in the Darwin prison, 30 k's out of town. That story produced for Life Matters by Jesse Thompson.